For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The city of Riverside is accepting items for a time capsule that will be buried at the new main library in downtown Riverside. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
The city of Riverside is accepting items like photographs, documents, and objects no bigger than 2 inches. In a news release, Library Director Aaron Christmas said that the capsule is a fun way to show the future stewards of the city's libraries what life was like in the 21st century. The time capsule will be buried just outside the main library, a two-story, 42,000-square-foot building which will open later this year. Residents can drop off their items at 5 different library locations through April 30th. To learn more, visit riversideca.gov/library. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited her hometown of Oakland Monday, where she talked about small business, jobs, water infrastructure, and the so-called American Jobs Plan. Joined by Governor Gavin Newsom, the former California senator, toured the East Bay Municipal Utility District's water treatment plant. There they discussed drought, wildfires, and water policy.
We must understand how precious this resource is. We must understand the equities and inequities of distribution and access to clean water, especially clean drinking water, and address it in a way that is about supporting what governments must do at a local, at a state, and at a federal level.
Harris's visit comes after the Biden administration released its plan to improve the country's infrastructure. Critics say it's too expensive and would be paid for by raising corporate taxes. A group of California state lawmakers accuse trucking companies of misclassifying their drivers as independent contractors during the pandemic. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Labor union leaders and a trio of Latina Democrats say the misclassification means drivers who carry cargo from oceanside ports haven't been able to get paid sick time or unemployment. Senator Maria Elena Durazo says in some cases, companies make workers pay unemployment insurance taxes, which should be paid by employers.
In addition to this systemic wage theft, the pandemic has unveiled how misclassification has left this largely immigrant workforce without a safety net.
Durazo and two other lawmakers are running separate bills to crack down on the trucking companies by increasing transparency over disputes and withholding clean transportation grants, rebates, and incentives. A lobbyist with the California Trucking Association said in a statement that the bills will only hurt California's climate goals and worsen supply chain bottlenecks. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Professional sports teams are eager to welcome back fans when California lifts its ban on indoor performances. Starting April 15th, people can host larger private gatherings indoors, and venues can allow live audiences with strict capacity limits. More people will be allowed indoors if they show proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test. The move comes as some states are seeing coronavirus rates surge. Governor Gavin Newsom's administration believes it's safe to reopen since case rates are lower in California and vaccinations are increasing. Some performance venues say the lower attendance doesn't pencil out financially. The son of a California man who choked to death during an amateur taco-eating contest at a minor league baseball game is suing the event's organizers for negligence. The Fresno Bee reports the lawsuit filed Monday alleges Dana Hutchings was not made aware of the risks and danger involved in an eating competition. The 41-year-old died after choking on tacos while competing in the contest during a Fresno Grizzlies game in 2019. The suit names Fresno Sports and Events, the owner of the Grizzlies. Grizzlies president Derek Frank declined to comment. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.